Where's my right here. You're all set. Grease and all. Your pen?
Yeah.
That was for my fingers. Jeez. You don't have to put that on the writing.
Oh, it's already on. I won't make any notes on that.
Yeah.
If you want to follow.
Bob Arsenal. Shell Arsenal. Al Austin.
Here.
Bob Blent.
Here.
Johnny Betts. Jack Bogarski. John Boyce.
Here.
Corey Bowen. Jeff Bryant.
Here.
Jen Cardici. Carcidi.
Here.
Bill Carcidi.
Here.
Randy Clark.
Here.
Crystal Clevenger.
Here.
Tarek Khan.
Here.
Chris Cole.
Here.
Carl Decker.
He's outside. He's coming out.
Joe Downey.
Here.
Rocky Failing.
He's not here.
Shelly Failing.
Here.
Will Ferguson. Gene Gaylord.
Here.
William Haberlin.
Here.
Paul Harpus.
Here.
Ron Hinkle.
Here.
Betty Holt.
Here.
Butch Hughes.
Here.
Tom Hunt.
No, Tom Hunt.
Troy K.
He's on his way.
Brian Kelly.
Here.
Chris Kelly.
Here. You're on the road.
Al Lamar. Tom Law. Joe Mabb. Dan Main. Andre Marcoux. Nate Martin. What the hell? Ricky Martini. Lou Martino.
Here.
Mark Martino. Michael Martino.
Here.
Wow.
Hunter Metzler. Pat Metzler. Matt Metzler.
Okay, they're here. They're here. I saw them.
I said it out of order. Brian Niemans. Roddy Neeson. John Ola. Greg Pottenberg.
Here.
Shad Pulver. Dave Rankins.
Here.
Billy Rohr.
What?
Rick Rosa.
Here.
Edward Rosa. Jonathan Schmidt. Joyce Schneider.
Here.
Ron Schneider.
Here.
Carlos Scott.
Okay.
Tom Seaman.
Here.
Dave Secor.
Here.
Jimmy Sharp.
Yep.
Jay Temez.
Here.
George Taylor. Charlie Webster. Bet you he didn't.
He's probably out at the other one.
No, I called him.
Did you get hold of him?
Okay.
He did, okay. That's what we're talking about.
Carl Tucker's here.
Carl's here.
Troy's on the train, just pulled into Jackson's.
Gotcha.
Funny shit. What about Troy?
Troy,
I tried to call. I sent an email to his wife.
Said he's on his way?
Yeah.
And Al, I called. And
that's you.
Okay.
I got to get a stapler. Sorry.
Yep. Reading of the minutes.
Meeting called to order at approximately 7:05. There were 46 of 64 members present. A reading of the March meeting minutes was completed. A motion was made to accept the minutes as read by Chris Kelly, seconded by Troy K.
What's that?
Let's see. Reading of the Treasurer's Report by Shelley Failing. A motion was made to accept the minutes by Ron Hinkle and Jeff Bryant. Land Committee report, spring cleanup at the property dates April 16th and 17th with rain dates of April 23rd and 24th. Can everybody hear me okay?
No.
I don't care about you. Members should bring tools and supplies. People will be there from 8 to 4. If you cannot make it, food or drinks would be appreciated for those working. Boy Scouts are doing a spaghetti dinner on April 16th. If you want to buy a ticket, see Joyce, who has offered to deliver the food. T-shirt committee. Joyce is checking on ECR shirt supplies. and hospice shirt orders. More details will be forthcoming. Trailer committee. Insurance cards are in hand. Trailer has been cleaned out, organized, greased, and had minor storage problems fixed. Bike committee. The 2016 Street Glide in Vivid Black was purchased at Ronnie's for $19,613 paid in full. Bike is scheduled for pickup on April 16th. 501c3 committee. Betty received an email from Rose McKenna that the IRS offered us a 501c4 classification. After some discussion, members want to continue to work for 501c3 status. To obtain this tax exemption classification, the club needs to move forward. Betty will contact the lawyer. Website events have been posted up to the chaplain run. Board of directors. Jake reminded the officers that the bike purchase should have been approved by the board of directors, so noted by the president. Bylaws. A handout was provided of the patch policy with changes that members voted on in March. Members discussed and did not want any further changes in how the policy was written. Event committee. Pat Metzler reported $420 was raised at the Beast Feast. Beast Feast was fun with great food. Members are anticipating a yearly event. A motion was made by Betty Holt to pay the Stuyvesant Firehouse $150 for the use of the building. Steve from the fire company called Pat and said the place sparkled after we finished the Beast Feast. Motion was made by Jeff Bryant. I think someone seconded it, but apparently I don't know who that is, so that was carried. Tag sale scheduled for May 14th. Anyone that wants to work on the committee should contact Betty or Pat. Safety issues entering and exiting the property were discussed, as well as rain and parking concerns. Safety committee. Motorcycle road signs will be available. New York State was going to cut off the road sign program, but has decided to continue it because they received a grant. Motorcycle Safety Foundation has different advanced courses available. The advanced course can be done just for ECR members, and the instructor would come to us if 12 or more riders. Cost would be $100 per person. Less people would be a max of $140 each. Cost for six people would probably be $110, but you would need to travel to their class. Other online courses are available. Old business. President Martino tabled a discussion about creating a monthly membership fee to help pay for the property or for a future clubhouse. Miracle League Ride will probably stop at Uncle Marty's first instead of Lakeview. More information to follow from Tara and Roddy. President Martino reminded members again that we need to be collecting Hogs for Hospice raffle prizes. Joyce will be handling all hospice donations. Please give all collected items to her. New business. Manny is getting posters and small postcard handouts for us. Steve wants to have a meeting with all ECR volunteers next week. People that volunteered for the committee were Betty Holt, Tom Seaman, and Joyce Schneider. Reminder that a fundraiser for Connor for burial expenses would be on Sunday at the Niverville Pub at 2:30 p.m. Will Ferguson lost a brother. Al Austin volunteered to send a card to the family. New business continued. Jake asked for a show of hands for those interested in going to the hog rally at Alexandria Bay. Sign-up sheet will go around. Hospice walk is coming. We need more walkers and more donations. We are currently in first place. Website for donations is walk4hospice.org. Betty is doing a patch order. If you want to order, please fill out the order form being passed around. All raffle tickets and money turned in at the meeting. All raffle and money turned in at meetings this year should be placed in a white envelope provided by Pat, sealed and signed with your name. This is less confusing and can then be recorded after the meeting. New members and prospects. Members had no opposition to accepting Michelle Arsenal into the club. She received her bottom rockers. Members voted not to accept Tony D'Asso as a member of the club. He needed 2/3 of votes from full members in attendance at the meeting. Votes were no, 17, yes, 14, abstain, 3. President stated that the board of directors need to decide what happens after a prospect is voted down. Does the prospect continue for more time as a prospective member, or are they out of the club completely? 50-50 drawing was not done. The meeting was adjourned by President Martino at 8:10 p.m.
Need a motion?
Jeff. Jeff. And day brings, so.
Do you want to do the 50-50? I'll get the bucket.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right.
Go.
April 2016 Treasurer's Report. Savings account beginning balance as of 4/1/16, $14,969.43. Checking account beginning balance as of 4/1/16, $1,383.64. ECR savings account, interest for March, $1. Proceeds from hats, shirts, and patches, $485. Proceeds from the Beast Feast lottery raffle, $220. Proceeds from the Beast Feast entry fee, $200. For a total in ECR savings account in of $906. Clubhouse cash in, $5 from support stickers and a $20 donation for a total of $25. ECR paid out, Robert Mink Jr. for April interest payment, $90. Stuyvesant Firehouse donation for Beast Feast, $150. Total paid out, $240. Savings account ending balance, $15,900.43. Checking account ending balance, $1,143.64. Total money on hand, $17,044.07.
Billy Roar.
Billy Roar.
Second.
Jeff. Jeff. All in favor?
Aye.
Reports from committees. Jake, you got anything on land committee?
Yeah, we have to. I'd like to propose that we get some grass seed to fill in all the bare spots if we can do that.
How do we make out on our days that we were down there working?
We got a lot of coffee. It looks, you know, 100 times better than it was.
How many people showed up?
Quite a few. I don't know. I don't know if I'm down and everybody or anything, but quite a few people did show up.
I think it was almost 30, if I remember right.
Almost 30 people showed up down there to help out.
Awesome.
That was great. And a lot of stuff got done. Thanks for everybody that helped out. Okay, hold on a second. Brian?
I'll see what I can do about grass seed.
Okay.
I'd also like to do a little bit more with, if we're going to wind up doing something there, maybe just do a little bit more with the stone around the circle so we can get in and turn, make at least turn around or something. I don't know if you can maybe talk to those people again and we can.
What I did find was bonded concrete down in Hudson probably has 2,000 tons of recycled concrete aggregate. It's like item, and that is compaction big time. $2.50 a ton, they'll sell it to me.
That's good.
$2.50. So, if you want road stuff, this will work just as well. We can get crusher if you want. That's up to you. It's just another.
Whatever.
Okay.
Do you think that'll work so we can still get that deal with doing the trucking?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I just started paving this week, so these guys are running back and forth now. Yep.
That's
good. I'll look into it.
You can get that stuff for dirt cheap.
Right. Yep.
If you can look into it, you know, maybe get two or three loads if it's not that expensive.
That was a trailer load, so same thing. Not a triaxle. You want trailers? Do you think
either way, whatever's cheaper. You know, if we can get a, we can get a machine down here to spread it out or have the guy tailgate it.
Okay.
Do we have to vote on that?
Anything else on that, Roddy?
Yeah. I'd like to thank Dave and Kelly Rank because I see the tent was down there.
Yeah.
Any
yep. He also wired up lights to the tree.
We did. We did.
Just check
the outside where the fire pit is and over by the outhouse. So he really, provided a lot of material for that. We did.
You sell your business.
We did make it a little bit nice in there for nighttime. You could go and throw the switch in it. Lit up not only in the tent, you brought more of those black lights if we have them in all the trees around the outside.
I think we ought to find out if we can run a wire from the box. I was going to ask Ronnie maybe if the guy from ACP can get us a ditch witching machine and just run a cable underground, I'll pay for the cable. We can run a cable underground over to the den site, right?
That'd be nice instead of running up the lead for around this time.
Ronnie.
What?
Can we get one of those ditch witching machines from ACP there, like to bury a cable?
Were they trying to run power somewhere?
We just were talking about running a wire from the power box right over to the tent. All right.
We can use Charlie Webster.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're going to look into that. He's going to look into stall. Brian's going to look into grass seed.
When do you want to ditch with?
When? Well, you don't want to be doing a backhoe. You just want to go.
Whatever you want to do. If you don't mind.
Shall we?
I was on the
treasures report.
That's good. Look, hey, we can get that stuff
in motion. Billy Roar.
All right. So we'll all look into that then.
Especially that grass seed.
And who is Dave?
You know, right now's the time to put it down. I'll check
out. Good on that? Joyce? T-shirt committee? Anything?
Yes. After counting everything, as Betty said, we went through everything, the inventory, everything. I'd like to put in a t-shirt order. This will be all non-vendor merchandise that we sell throughout the year. The numbers I'm giving you are just replacing everything we've sold to build our stock to start point. So I have a total of t-shirts, sweatshirts, long sleeves, some short sleeve shirts, that'll get printed a little differently, a support shirt, that only changes the price by $30. It's just changing font and making the lettering different. They said no problem putting that. In total, with hospice pieces, it's $18.85. That was split up, part of that $5.43 would be to straighten up hospice and get that to selling numbers. And then $13.20 is the number for the ACR merchandise. So in total, it comes to $18.85.
I wonder how many of those pink shirts she's buying.
That's the closest estimate.
I don't know, they're the biggest sellers, though.
So we need to.
What? Yeah, I want to ask you how many of those we got. Hey, Joyce, how many of those pink lady shirts do we have? Because they sell a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Right now?
Yeah.
I just brought about the starting number. I can tell you exactly what we have.
And should we buy more of those, do you think?
I don't think we ran out last year.
We didn't?
No.
No, we didn't run out. We got
and she's
very
got some here.
Sizes. I'll tell you right now. We have 21 left in total. And we started the year with... One second.
Take your time.
I can tell you.
Caught her off.
Almost 90.
Okay. And we can always reorder if we run out, right?
Yeah, I'm going to order a few grays.
Okay.
Different style because we need, 10. So the print price is the same. It bulks up the number.
Okay.
Because just keep in mind, I got to stay in price points to make them cost effective.
Right. Yep.
So.
All right. That seems reasonable on the pinks one. Okay. Thank you.
I make a motion that we spend $1,885 to buy t-shirts.
I second that.
That was
Crystal.
I thought I made it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
We good? I don't see a lot of eyes out there.
I didn't see a lot of hands or eyes.
Okay. Then yes count.
Okay.
Holy shit. Hold your hand up for the yeses.
For the yeses on the shirts, hold your hands up.
It looks better now. It didn't look like that during the
fall. Do I need to count them or are we good?
We're good.
Hey, we're good now.
Okay.
I didn't see but 10 hands out there earlier.
See, Dave has
yes, sir.
can we maybe throw, you know, a little change in the mix instead of this one in front, maybe a 5318, something different?
Might have to bring that up to the t-shirt committee.
Okay, I will.
And then we can work on that too.
It's at your house. How is it?
So noisy. We'll get together. Because that would be like a member thing, right? You're thinking?
Okay.
All right.
You're saying that we can.
So we gotta do this again? I don't see that anywhere.
I would just keep going. That's why I'm.
Trailer's at my house. There's money in it. Whoever needs to get a hold of me to get it for whatever reason. Keys in the same spot. I did see on the news that there was some bikes stolen. Wondering if maybe we ought to throw on a lock on that hitch on the thing and put the key in the same spot. I have one. I'll donate it in if we think it's a good idea. And then. Yeah. All right. The key will be in there for anybody that needs to use that or is trailering it. Ticket sales.
So far, 111 have been sold. That's not counting what I brought in tonight. And this time last year, or as of May 1st, they sold 347.
Yeah, but Kluko's not here.
Well, he might have some sold.
And I think we started almost a month late. Because we've always had tickets in hand in February in the past.
Okay, so get selling.
Mark, on tickets, can we, that bar across the river there, it was Dock Street there, they requested that we drop off some tickets and they would sell for us? We have have we done that before?
I did that at Ronnie's. I did it at M&M's in Lebanon. So, I mean, unless anybody has an objection,
As long as they sign for
them. Yeah, who's responsible for those?
Well,
if Dave's going to drop them off, is that him or is that us?
I've gone around and dropped them off.
I'll go with Jeff.
Okay. I'll drop them off as long as it's okay. We've done it before. I didn't know we've done it.
I've done it with tickets, usually the person that signs them out is the one responsible for them. But that means if you drop them off, you should be the one picking them up and keeping track of them.
I'll do that.
As we all know, the bike's in the trailer. It's clean right now. The trailer's ready. It's at my house, so whoever needs to pick that up for whatever. Huh? I did not.
Mark, you got shadow boards
inside there now?
I got a who's a what's he?
Shadow boards. Shadow boards with that trailer?
Somebody has put in some alterations in the trailer for the flag. I don't know about shadow boards.
No. I thought it was actually not long enough that maybe you might have that up.
Yeah.
Sorry, that motion was never carried. 501c3, yeah. Betty.
All right. 2 weeks ago, Rosemary called again. She said that they wanted more information. They were concerned about our patch policy and why we had a patch policy and what patching in people was actually for. They also had concerns about our social events and the fact that we go to social events and that we would have to stop going to social events. And they had a few other concerns. She wanted us to write up a bunch of different explanations of why we did what we did. So I spent a weekend back and forth writing up the stuff. The board of directors approved it. We sent it over to her. She wrote up a six-page report, which she then sent back. The board again approved it, the committee approved it, and we sent it off to Rosemary to submit to the IRS.
But the reason that they had to approve everything is because we were making a couple of changes and because we have to pay some more money so that the lawyer can write it up. So we were under a time crunch. We had to get it done by the 28th. So we talked to Jake and the board, and they said that for everything that we've got into it right now, we had to continue to move ahead with it. Betty, what was that, a day later?
The next day, yes.
Yeah, the next day, Miss Rose called Betty up and said that we are now a 501(c). Huh. So
we are.
All of our work is paid off.
Betty.
Joyce, the t-shirt order just got a lot cheaper.
Now, we also have to wait for our final to come in the mail. She's called us up and told us, but we're still waiting for it to come in the mail saying yes, that we do have it. Ronnie.
From the brief description from what Betty gave.
Yep.
We're not exempt from that anymore from doing social events. We can still do them, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, what it was is they thought that we were just a motorcycle club going to events and having fun. They didn't understand that we go to the events to sell tickets. Once they understood that, and then, you know, anyone wants to read it.
She's going to email that out so that we have it, but we also wanted to touch on the safety end of things and that we are a charitable organization. We're not just a social group that goes out to a bar and hangs out and collects a couple bucks. We work hard at this.
I will email you guys all the letter that she submitted if you like to read it. So I will send that to everybody.
So we can get it registered in the United Way now?
Right now, we have to wait for the certificate, and then I'm assuming because we'll have the 501(c)(3).
Yeah, my company matches what I give.
Well, once we get it, then we can...
Right. There's going to be some other organizations that will be happy that we're a 501(c) now, too, because now they can donate a little heavier, too, which is good with us.
I tried to call
everybody
you.
Good with the 501(c)'s bed?
You,
Pat.
I called you to tell you the meeting was here.
My father does that.
Did Barb tell you that it was here?
I just wanted to give a holler out to Betty because she worked really hard.
I was told not to do that, but yeah. Good job.
Make a motion we buy Betty.
That ain't right.
I make a motion we pay for Randy Clark's hospital bill.
She smiled.
I think you guys should actually sponsor me to go to the advanced course.
There we go. Bylaws. Jake.
Nothing new.
Okay. Board of Directors, Jake.
Nothing new.
Okay, Event Committee. Betty, Pat.
Pat.
You got anything on the Event Committee?
We have a meeting scheduled on Monday to start. We're going to try to come up with some more ideas. The yard sale has been postponed indefinitely.
Yes.
So we're going to come up with some other ideas.
Yeah, so if anybody wants to, give us some ideas, we're meeting Monday. We were all three of us were kind of, straight out this past week.
It's a violation of having a large amount of yard sale.
We'll open up Monday.
My house.
Although I will throw in the air what I'm going to bring up. I'd like to have just a family, everybody have a picnic and just have people come and just hang out with their family if they want, or, bring a dish, whatever they want on the grill, make it really simple and time to hang out.
When and where?
At the property.
On the 14th.
That's a date. I'm sorry?
Memorial Day weekend.
We were just saying a lot of people were going to go away, that maybe it wouldn't be a good weekend. Well, we'll talk about it Monday, and we'll throw some dates out for you and see what you guys think. All right?
Okay.
Jay usually does something on Memorial Day. He's not going to be here. Right? You usually go down there with the kids to do something. If anybody's around, that doesn't go away.
Okay.
Do you want to see how many people would be available Memorial Weekend?
We can ask and see.
All right, let me do that.
Huh?
Yeah.
Anybody going to be around on Memorial Day weekend? Do they think that that's a good time to go down to the property and hang?
I can do a day.
What day? What day, Jay?
Saturday.
I'm around.
It's Saturday.
We'll have another meeting between then and now. Okay.
You guys, let's see how many hands. How many people can do that day?
Anybody for Memorial Day Saturday? Shit, you got enough people to do something. We'll look into it. We'll let you know at the next meeting. But looks like maybe we'll do something down at the property.
I'm gonna try out my new
digs. Anything else on events? Good. Ronnie.
Got a question. The property that's down there, our property, it's our family property. There's nothing wrong with any one of us that are members. You know, down there we can spend a weekend, we can have a barbecue, as long as it's members for our family. Yes,
right.
No?
I would say yes, but if you're going to invite other people...
If I want to take my family, if you want to take your family...
Yes.
Before we got together, as long as we're members, we can go down there and go work.
It's our land, yes. Yep. But if you're going to bring your cousins from somewhere else or something, that's going to be, you know...
Yeah, the next thing that leads to that is power.
Yep.
So you plug things in and you're using stuff. We got a paper this sooner or later.
Yeah.
We're going to have honor system with Dropbox.
Well, what we're going
to...
The electricity right now is paid.
Yeah.
By the way, I need to talk to you about that. We're going to find out exactly how much it is per month now, knowing when there's nothing going on for a month, how much is our monthly amount, and then we'll have to come up with something for that. I mean, it would be nice to say, yeah, throw some money in there, but it depends on if trailers are plugged in there all the time, if air conditioners are going, and, you know, there's a lot for somebody that's going to have something down there, and then for other people who don't, they're going to have to help chip in.
Down there with a tent, you know, a tent and radio.
Yep.
2 days, 3 days. I'll throw $5-$10 down in there. If you've got a fifth wheeler down there with AC running and the fucking weather in the air.
That's like 15 then, right?
Huh?
Dave?
Does anybody, when I talked to Jake about it, does anybody have a decent old refrigerator we could put down there? We can put a lock on it.
Ronnie does.
Yeah.
It's little. It's not huge.
What, big or little? I mean, something that holds a couple cases of beer, you know.
Oh, you get that right there. Five or six of them.
Whatever, we can put a lock on it or something. You know,
bolt it to a tree somehow.
I mean, just something to...
I think it would definitely have to be locked up. We don't need getting out.
Yeah.
And it probably should be something that's up in our Quonset hut.
Right.
Or build a small shed for it.
So you can lock it, double
that
lock
way
it.
People can't get right.
Yeah. Well, you know, you got to talk...
Sooner or later, young kids will hear about that.
...you want to do, but... I mean, I think it'd be good to have. I mean, if you're down here working... You know, there's a couple, you know, you nice. Stop in to work or something,
combo.
You can, if you combination lock and
yep.
there's beer in there, you, with a kitty in there, you can throw a few bucks in it, right?
We can, we'll clean it up and we'll bring it down and then it can be placed where you want it.
Well,
the door open, you can do what you need to do with it.
Yeah, I agree with Mark, it should go in the Quonset hut, maybe
sure, we'll just leave it there and then we can send up whatever you want to send up.
Yeah, I think that that's all right, as long as we don't have 14 cases of Corona in there and some guy can't put an iced tea in there.
That's your problem. Hey, there's a creek right there.
Yeah.
Nice tea you can drink.
Brian.
Hey, listen. I have a shield twice.
He's got a full size.
I got some 10-gauge water. I can run a 20-amp breaker. I got the breaker. I can run it right.
I don't know. If you put it in Quonset up.
If you listen to me when I'm talking. I have a 20-amp breaker. I got the shield twice. I got all the connections. I can bring it into the Quonset watch. I can put the refrigerator inside the Quonset.
Right.
You know, an anchor
costs
a shit to run it. I got it all.
Yeah.
Me next. I don't need a big can. Ronnie's seen it. It's got a garage door that's slammed out with a big lock on it, some padlock on it. It's got everything you guys want right there. Done. Just has to get off my property. I donated it, what, 3 years ago?
3 years ago.
Yeah, that big, like a big trailer.
Oh, no shit, that's what it needs to go on.
That's what we have all the stuff. We have the concrete pad so the rats don't get in there.
Why use that recycled concrete?
We talked about this once before, I think, yeah.
Get it off my property. You guys, for everybody here.
What do we need to get that?
Big Mario?
50 bucks and
well, bucket truck it, do it.
$50 donated by Ron Schneider.
Whatever. It's going to take work to get it all out of there. I'm telling you what. It's no joke.
Isn't that where we made that ramp going up to so we could put it up
like
there?
Like a 10 by 12?
Everything that's there goes with it. The ramp, the whole nine yards. It's got, I think, 6x6.
We don't want anything
up in the air with concrete blocks, the whole nine. Everything goes with it.
He wants it out of there. Take it all.
Then we'll talk to Ronnie about maybe getting that. And then we'll see if we can get some paint down at Harrington's and camo that baby or something so it doesn't look like a junkyard down there.
It's a war wagon.
You're going to be like, wow, that's perfect because you can lock it.
Yeah.
Like, right up, no, you know, unless you can, you got a big set of bolt cutters, you ain't getting in there. Got a nice garage door on it. Park bikes in there.
There's more stuff in there.
Okay.
Cool.
Dave.
Beep. Now the revival 13C. We're 4 years into a 5-year plan. Thinking about a pole barn.
We gotta pay for the land.
We gotta pay for land before we worry about a pole barn.
And that too. Just throwing that back out there, but we paid for that bike first, and that's kind of.
I got a note written down for that too. Membership fees.
Okay.
I got something.
Go ahead. Sorry, Jay.
Brian was talking about, you know, charging people for the campers. I understand that. Certain clubs I belong to, they charge $50 for the year. But you can't be running your AC when you're not there and everything. But the good thing about the campers is people that are there watch the land. So like that's good. That sort of so you don't want to jam too many people about. You don't want to chase people out of it. No, everybody here participates a lot and helps out. We get money, you know, from doing what we do.
Most of the campers are all the land committee people.
Yeah. So yeah, and so I mean, you don't want to chase them. So you just set like a certain rate, and then the people out of there, they're not going to leave the thing with the air conditioning running. Everybody's here.
I'll be able to find out by the beginning of the week how much it was per month, and then we can get an idea from there. Jay.
Last year, me and Lou were attending to the property every 2 weeks and meeted once a week. I'd like to be able to find somebody else that can help out during the week, and you know, if anybody's available, I'd like to.
Grass problems.
Maybe alternate or something.
Well, not really alternate. You know, the more people, the better. You know, it usually takes me about 3 hours to weed whack the whole place. It would take a couple hours to be able to mow. If we can cut that time in half, you know, and get a couple weed whackers out there, that'd be nice. You know, during the week is good for me. Is anybody here available?
Once he gets his patch, he might not help.
What's that?
Isn't that zero turn running? That's fucking time right there.
I'm asking for help.
We gotta get some Jake.
I'm really happy to have you out.
Jay, I'll give you a mic. Jerry, we
have a lot of data. Usually it's every other week, and sometimes it grows faster.
Anybody that can help out during the week at all, get a hold of Jay, and we'll see what we can do. And then
that grass has to be moved by now.
Are you available Monday?
Monday afternoon, I
that grass is getting there right now.
Yeah.
Monday?
Yep.
Monday morning?
Sure.
It's the only day it's going to be dry.
Monday morning?
So I can do a little more.
All right, so we got people that'll get a hold of Jay when we need to do some land cleanup.
Bob, one other thing. Bob Marshall has a big refrigerator. He's got a full size one, don't
he? Figured out.
Full size what?
Refrigerator.
Okay.
There's our fridge.
We got one for beer, one for food.
And iced tea.
And iced tea.
I think it's Bob and Michelle.
Yes, Bob and Michelle.
Bob.
Safety committee, Dave Rankins.
Yeah, a couple different things. Dave Bartlett contacted him. Last year, did he, was that photo shoot that we did, was there a picture in the paper about that?
Yes, 2 days ago or 3 days ago it was in there.
He's supposed to release another one. I haven't seen it yet. I contacted him.
I saw one on Facebook.
Yeah,
I put that up.
Okay, all right. Well, it was supposed to be another one going in the paper about Motorcycle Awareness Month for May. I haven't seen it yet in the paper, so.
Okay.
As far as the signs and stuff from the DMV, Michelle just told me today she's got some stuff from DMV. Got a box full of stuff I'm going to give to you, Mark, put in the trailer. Included in there is like a motorcycle safety video or something. So I was thinking maybe come fair time or something, maybe we could get it.
Have a little 13-inch TV and have it running?
Have it running, yep.
Is it a DVD or a VHS?
It's a DVD.
VHS.
That's like 8-track.
All right.
So I'll put her in the trailer.
Okay.
I was thinking VHS.
What are you going to watch your movies on now?
I don't know. I have to go to
movies. But they're still working on some. They've got some signs, right, Michelle? They're going to let us know when more of the signs are coming, so we'll get them. I'll talk to John quick, voice about maybe we'll get some of this, those stickers. I think Bates got a bunch of them in their trailer. Maybe we'll get some of those in the trailer. So
those long ones? The long yellow ones?
Yeah.
Because we have a bunch of those in our trailer.
We have the ones with the smaller ones on the side.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think we have some in the trailer.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, yeah. And Dave, we have lawn signs, too.
How many lawn signs? Not many. All right. Well, they go when you're at a show and you're giving them away.
Right.
Like, I mean, when we were at the Roddy and Tara, we're down to the motorcycle.
Ryan Beck.
And yeah, they went like hotcakes.
We pushed them left and right.
Yeah, they were. They didn't last long at all. So we're keeping on top of that. That motorcycle safety course. If anybody's interested in that, talk to me after the meeting. I got a few people that are interested in it. The way it looks, I just explain it, when you take that course, they require full leather jacket, gloves, you have to have boots, and eye gear. I think they might even make you, it has to be a DOT eye gear, and it's got to be a DOT helmet. My thought process on that is if we get the group together on that, would it be do it later, in maybe in the fall, once all the rides wind down? Just for the simple fact that I can't ride when it's hot with full gear on. I don't know about anybody else. I can't do it. So I'm sorry, but so anybody interested in that, see me after the meeting, get names and numbers. If we don't get to 12 to get or 10 to 12 to get to full our own full course, what I'll do is I'll contact him, say 6 or 8 of us sign up for it. I'll see what dates he has available and get back to those people and try to coordinate. If we do get 12 people to sign up for it, then we can pick our own date. Again, I'll coordinate with those people, see what the best time dates are to do it, and go from there. Helmets. Jen Scott has found what's she bought last year, right, Jen? For Crazy Al. It's a DOT-approved helmet. And when you look at them, Rick saw mine,
yep.
They're about half the thickness of those mushroom ones that you got to wear. So they're in between the non-DOT beanie ones and the mushroom ones. So if you don't have a DOT-approved helmet, and I know a lot of guys don't want to do it, but the cops pick up on that stuff. It's called Crazy Owls, right, Jen? get on the website. Maybe I'll send Betty the link, whatever. They're $100. They have different beanie ones, matte black, whatever. And Rick will tell you, he put mine on, and he doesn't have, he's going to, you know.
How much are they?
They're pretty light. They're pretty light. I mean, they're about half the thickness of the DOT ones. You know, the DOT ones, like.
I think I saw that on Facebook. Wasn't that spinning around that guy?
Yeah,
kept?
Yeah.
It's world's smallest, DOT.com.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'll send Betty the link, and like I said, it, they're embossed on the back with DOT, so it's not a sticker, so, you know, they can see it, so, I think
they're nice.
Okay.
Real nice.
Right. Refresh me, who's on your committee? You, Jen?
Jen.
Michelle?
And I asked Karen last month to be on there with her EMT background.
Okay.
Anybody else wants to join? Come on.
I'm not sure what my name is there.
Okay, Tony's off. Okay.
I was going to talk to Karen about, I don't know, when we ride. Anybody carry a first aid kit in their bike?
I do.
All right.
Left side of the bag.
All right.
Only because I need it.
I mean, I think we should maybe let this club look at getting a set of first aid kits and get, at least give them to the road captains, you know.
I think Brian does. Don't you carry a bottle of Jack?
Antiseptic.
When we were talking about having an event at the property, we were talking about maybe asking Karen to find a good quality first aid kit for the property, because if we're going to have events down there, we really should have something at the property.
You know, even if you're working at the property, there should be a first aid kit.
Yeah.
Bolted inside that thing at your house.
So,
yeah.
If you go on the internet, they have it.
Do we need to make
it? Right, you can get them right from across.
Yeah, you go right there,
but do we need to make a motion to buy one? Or
I'll talk to Karen about it. I mean, she's involved.
I think we already have one. We'll just worry about getting that thing bolted into Troy's trailer when we get it.
All right. Side note, anybody didn't get in, we're signing up for the Powerball. It's like $450 million tomorrow night. It's two. We're getting two, already in. $2. ECR is going to get $2 million, and then we'll split the rest. Shelly's going to buy the tickets. I'm not having them.
We're putting that under the safety committee, right?
Yeah. And if you don't see, if you win, if you don't see Shelly.
Well, you
anything else on safety? We're good?
If you don't see Shelly.
We're all good on that?
Shelly.
Open business or old business? Betty, you got...
There's another hospice meeting on May 12th. It's going to be up at their office if anyone wants to go. I know that they had also invited Tweeter, and he agreed that he would take a ride up, just kind of go over what we've done and what we did in the past. But again, if anyone wants to go, the Hogs for Hospice ride.
Roddy, Miracle League. What? You don't have a tongue?
Yeah. Oh,
okay. Miracle League's coming up 2 weeks. It's on the 21st. I have posters and pre-registrations for it. Our first stop, Uncle Marty's, was supposed to be, and since then they've sold it again.
Page.
So Uncle Marty's is done. They're closed. The new guy that bought it doesn't know if he's reopening it as a bar or not. So we're actually going to do the Town Tavern. We've already met with the Town Tavern. There's three different parking areas. We're just going to have to make sure, because we're leading the ride, there's going to be three parking. One is across the street, one is in their parking lot, and one is at the garage right next door where they go into their parking lot. The garage, you can get to the garage's parking lot through the back end.
It's by the salon.
Yes. So we're all set with that. We're set at the starting point. Anybody that wants to come early, because the people start showing up early, we have a band at the starting, we have a band at the end, we got Snook Brothers for the beginning, we got True Grit Outlaws from the Adirondack area for the end. I don't know if anybody's ever heard of them. So anybody that can come up, you know, if you guys want to come up a little earlier, we get there at the very start and we help set up in that. We're also doing raffles for that one, so anybody that, you know, has anything that they can donate or knows of anywhere that they might be able to get something, we do the large raffle prize there and small. So, and I have pre-registration forms. Anybody that pre-registers gets an extra card in the poker hand.
Okay, thanks, Tara.
So I have two losing hands instead of one.
Oh, now
Jake Tomez and I are going to Sunday do the ride, make sure everything's okay.
Stay
if you're up to it, Ronnie, I don't know if you want to come, you just want Jay and I to do it.
What's
that? Sunday morning early.
I gotta go to Boston.
Okay. All right. Well, I just don't want to leave you out. That's okay, Joe. So we're gonna do that.
Okay. Hey, while we're on you, how was the memorial ride?
That's what I wanted. I was gonna bring that up next. I wasn't there, but I got so much feedback from it, especially from Rich Gerda's family. They couldn't praise ECR enough for what they did. I mean, it made his wife so great. And actually, Jay did a great job. So I'd like to thank Jay for that. I'm getting better than I did.
Mark?
Yeah.
Boy, Ron is so good to Curtis. Like Roddy said, they were just moved and honored that we did that for them. The family, I don't know why they sent them over to me, but they got a pair of Rich's boots that they want somebody in the club to have. They brought them over to me. I thought I was going to get first dibs, but
they're dimes. When we called, we put them somewhere as a memorial.
Did he wear
them? We are.
You bury your boots.
I don't care. Bury your boots. It's not up to me what to do with them. I'll just
might be an idea that when we finally do build a pole barn or a building that we have a spot in there memorializing him, I think.
Yep.
Would be a good
for his boots. With his boots. And we have his colors, right?
No, his colors, I think, are on his wall.
Okay.
No. Right. His colors were turned in. Ronnie answered that. They had Sam Austin's son, which is his nephew.
Yeah.
As the jacket, but we never got the retirement patch for sure. So I would try to get it all. Like you said, when we do something, memorialize it, put it on with the retirement patch.
Okay.
I think that would be nice.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Hospice raffle prizes still needed. We need to bring them in. I know Tina got one today. I mean, Joyce got one today for Tina. Anybody else that's got anything, get those turned in.
Absolutely. Can I just say really quickly, as people pick them up and the weather gets better, and it's bike weather, if you have something too big to put on your bike, I'm not going to be able to take it on mine. So my number, if you need it, give it to me. If there's something you have that's big, I can get together with you, get it off your hands. Other than that, get certificates, bring them. Easily stuff in the bag, but FYI, just to make it easier for everybody. So
this one you
want to
be on.
That's it.
Got to be talked about.
What's that?
The one you're getting ready to.
Yep.
Hey, just going back to the Miracle League. I'd like to thank Paul. Paul got us a bunch of stuff for that. So. I'd like to thank
Paul. I would just say, any thoughts?
Last thing we're going to go over about old business is we had brought up about the membership dues possibly changing, or any discussion on that, coming up with a monthly amount. We want to move on this probably by next month or so. So we want to try to get some ideas of what we're going to do with this. Dave?
I think one thing, it's fine and dandy to do that, but I think you have to have what the money's going to go to. And second of all, if a member can't afford it, he shouldn't be responsible for it. He shouldn't be discriminated against because of that. I think you got to have a plan, what the money's going for.
Well, I think the money's going towards paying off the land.
Okay. All right.
And then if we choose to do something else afterwards, we have had some members say a 3-year process, $100 a year. We've had another member say $10 a month. You can pay it all up at once, or you can pay it $10 a month, you know, so it's not such a burden. But, you know, we're getting closer and closer to paying off our land, and we do not have the money in there to pay it. So unless we're going to get some large contributions, going to need to do something.
If we had 45 active members paying $15 a month, over a two-year time period, that's $16,200, which is about $1,800 short of what we're going to owe it in 2 years. Quick numbers.
Millie.
Until they put it on paper that it's our land and we can put something on there.
Oh, no, it goes into a savings account.
No, no, we're not giving it to anybody. It's going to go into savings so that when we have to do it, it'll be in there to be paid.
No, he's saying until you can put it on paper that you're going to actually be able to put something on that property.
That's
not up to him. I mean, you buy that property, then you got to go through zoning boards and all that.
Right.
He can tell you anything, but, I mean, you got to go through the planning board and zoning board.
You can't put it on paper.
Well, it would be good to. It'll just be used as the same way they were using it now. You know,
it'll be money in the kitty, regardless.
Yeah,
I mean, everybody's crying for a clubhouse,
right? He can't
until
tell you that.
That property's ours until it goes through a planning board.
Yeah,
I can't see where that's going to pass through.
I would agree with what you're saying, Billy, but on the other note, we say that we're not allowed to do that, and we have to, at the end of the lease, we say, well, we can't do it. We don't want it. We have $16,200 to play with to go somewhere else to do something with it.
You're going to lose a lot of members. Like, you ain't going on. I'm going to
tell you right now. For what now?
I'm confused.
For the $10 or $20 or $10.
Well, that's what I said. If you can't afford it, the member... We got 60-some members, right?
Yeah.
I mean, look
right.
around.
I mean, if you can't afford it, you shouldn't be discriminating. That's my thought.
There's another way out of it.
Hold on.
Betty Hope and Pat Metzler have been trying to do things, and if we can do things with them and just sponsor them, because they've been trying to raise money for us. They're doing one hell, you girls have done one hell of a job so far. And then we come up with a way to make money and tell them that we all need to, like, push it and do it. It's a lot of work. Pain in the ass, I know it is. That's another way out of it, not coming out of your pocket. Like Al Austin brought up about dropping golf balls to raise money. I mean, there's things we need to find out. And we can do something to get some big money.
People
that's what
want to go right now.
Yeah. Ronnie?
Actually going to tell me $5, $7, $10 a month. You wouldn't give that for us to have a place to do what we're doing with it now for camping? It's easy. It's something we can get away with. Go down there to get away. Everybody goes down there and enjoys it. For an extra $10, we have our meetings. It releases responsibility having to think of a way to raise money.
But we got into this, and I'm not saying anything against what you said, but my thinking is we got into this so that we could have a clubhouse, so we had our own place to have our meetings and not have to go here and there and everywhere else.
Right.
So, yeah, I think it's a great idea if we're going to have the clubhouse, but I don't think it's a great idea if we're just going to have a piece of land that we can't ever do anything with. That's the part that I'm stuck with.
So
because I don't know.
This is
so we're
this
really healed up from having this property to use it or not.
It was never finalized whether we could or not. I know Jake or somebody went to meeting, but
you know. But I mean, when we voted on the club to have the property to use it for our church, it's evident that you know everybody's not on board, and it's going to haunt us. So rather than buying grass seed and putting all the money into it. What do? We just flush it, give it back to Butchie, and then find somewhere else to go? Because ain't nobody going to sit on board with it.
Well, I think that we need to find out whether for sure we can put something on there or not. I thought that this 3-year and 5-year plan was so that we could get the community together with us too and, you know, get them on board also.
Then we're due to buy it. At the end of the 5 years, then we got to come up with the money.
Right.
Right. Yep.
So if we can't get the club together to sit with a nest egg, it doesn't have to be part of ECR, it could be a separate account, to put the dues in so we have the money to buy the property when the term ends, then we're running down a dead-end road.
We need to put a permit in there. Request for a permit, see what they say. Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm thinking we should do. Don't you need a permit to dig for water, to get water in there?
And I don't think we should just put the money aside
and then buy the property to try to make any kind of profit from it either.
No, if we can't use it,
we can't.
If we can't use it, then it's the club's decision how it gets dissolved and what we do with it. We put it as a deposit on something that we all agree on, or...
But I mean, the property shouldn't just be like put up for sale or for any kind of club to make a profit from. That should go
can't
back.
Be, because it's 5-0.
It's lease.
It should go back to Butch.
Does anybody know how to rank for grants? I don't know how to rank for grants. Right?
Do you know your company does grants?
To do grants. Yeah. I don't know how to do grants.
Big ones.
You notice I know that too.
Yeah. Joe has a coach. He told me about that. He lives right in town. The executive vice president. He lives right after all.
My boss. Well,
how about this? It doesn't cost a cent to apply for a permit and see what the town says. $25. I'll pay it. But then you're going to get your answers. Either we can or we cannot.
That's what I think we should do. I think we need to find out what we are able to do with the land and what we aren't before we even have this discussion. Because right now we're trying to make decisions on something that we don't even know what the outcome can be.
Correct.
In the end.
Yep.
If we know that we can definitely build on it in the end, then, you know, we might be a lot more positive towards it all. But not knowing...
That's why we're discussing this.
I have discussed it with the building department and the building inspector and the people in charge. And if we do what we have to do to bring it up to the requirements that they require to be out of the flood stage, the elevation has to be in, you know, we have to have approval for the septic system or whatever, then they can't deny us to build on that. We have to apply for a special usage permit as a non-profit or a club. But according to what they said,
so, what's it going to take for us to get it up to their standards, though?
So, Jake, what you're telling me is right now where that tent is on, there's probably 80 yards built sitting on that thing that's 40 by 50.
Right now, that's above the floodplain.
Yep. So we'd have to build up our building site, that whole piece of property where the house is going to sit, and a leach field there. So you're talking 800 yards.
There's other things besides the leach field, too.
That for us to put a building.
I don't believe we have to have a special leach
field. We're guessing.
Except for a backflow valve because it is
spots. I'll take care of it Monday.
You want to find out for us?
Yep.
File the permit. Just commit to.
I thought we already found it out.
$25. File for it, find out.
Yep.
And then when they say denied, you go, why?
Yep.
Find out.
No what ifs, no nothing. My breaker is dead. Ain't no sense to keep putting our freaking finger in the same goddamn hole where
we're
gonna fall out.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Sounds good. Brandy.
But shouldn't we be?
Yes. I guess my thing, land use and whatever, and I was voted on before I was a member. I presume that who voted in this had a plan of action on how they're going to pay for it. And now 4 years later, we're saying we're going to raise dues. No one has come out with a number, but even if you raise it to $10 a month, that's a 40% increase overnight. So if you're going to raise dues, you got to do it progressively. It's just asinine, in my opinion. I mean, if any one of us here, if our electrical went up 40% overnight, you go, what the hell? So you're talking a 40% increase if you only raise it to $10. Now, that being said, it's not about the money, and I'm okay with it, but this was something that was decided years ago, and now all of a sudden we're playing catch-up. The problem that I have with it is this. Tonight's a social meeting, or a business meeting, right? A business meeting. Let's say we had a ride tomorrow. Guys come here, they spend money on 50-50, they buy food, they buy a few drinks. Tomorrow's a ride, they got to pay $20, and they bring their spouse, and they got to pay another $20. You got married couples, now they're paying double, and then we go out. You just spent, for people to hang out with each other, you just turn it into a $200 weekend. On the weekends that we have rides, if we have a meeting, we have rides. I just think that you're asking an awful lot of people, and yes, it's nice to have all of this, but something that may never come to fruition, and as much money as this club makes and gives out to the community, if you're going to raise, listen, $65 a year is not a lot of money, but you can't raise it, you can't double it overnight. That's absurd. Anyone here that had any one of their other bills doubled overnight would go, what in the hell? That's all I got.
Okay.
And if I'm not mistaken, to raise the dues, it actually has to go through the board of directors. That's actually a board of directors decision.
Right. Tonight was just to get some ideas on what we thought that we could be able to do.
Testing the waters.
$10, you know.
And I don't know if it's a bylaw decision, not a board of directors decision.
No,
it would have to be changed in the bylaws.
It's in the board of,
so
it's in the bylaws that it's a board of directors decision.
I thought we had a place,
right? Yeah.
Ronnie, how's that lawsuit going? How's the lawsuit going?
Because
the table's
trying to come up with more money.
That we, do we have
all right,
to
move on.
Okay. My plan was
to do you want me to tell you about Tom Hunt's suggestion?
Oh, does it?
Huh?
Do you want me to repeat Tom Hunt's suggestion, or do you want to just leave it alone?
No, let's leave it like that. Okay. Anybody else got anything on old business before we move off? Jay?
No?
You have the chop of
the only spark I got is that every time we do something, it's always the same people. We got 16 members? No, we don't. We don't have 16 members. We got 20, 30 members that walk around with our patches on doing nothing. And the rest of us here that will do stuff and participate, okay? I'm not one talk. But the people that really do, 100%, all the time, deserve it. You got people that walk around with our patches on doing nothing. Not participating, not showing up. Yeah, they pay their dues. They come to our Christmas party. Great.
Well, we have standards that we set that people have to live by. So
I mean, there should be something put in that they have to participate.
There is.
It is.
It's in there.
They do. Well, every time I come to a meeting, except the new guys or the people like us that are brothers and sisters that do participate, they never show up.
And that's why what we're doing is at the meetings we're taking.
Anything less than that one meeting we had, we got 10% doing 100% of the work.
Yeah.
I agree exactly. You're my inspiration on what I just said.
Well, God. Inspiration.
Not looking at the doors, looking at the ring.
And that's why what we're doing by taking roll call at the meetings.
Right.
We have rosters when they go to an event. You're supposed to volunteer for two events.
I think that's awesome.
And at the end of the year, you haven't met those. That means you're not in good standing with the club. And there's a lot of things that go along with that when you're not in good standing.
Yep.
So, and come
depending
June,
on health things and whatnot, we're trying to hold people accountable for the things that they go
correct.
To. We know that there was 27 people that went to the Memorial Run. But the other thing you have to consider also, Troy, is when you say there's only 10% of the people that are doing something,
that's
let's pretend that Betty couldn't make it to the Memorial Run.
I'm not saying
she's been working 2.5, 3 weeks, 4 months on 501(c). You have to utilize the people for their strong points and the things that they can do also.
You're right.
We have a lot of hidden heroes.
Hey, Troy.
Hey, Troy.
I'm 57 years old. I'm in 4 or 5 different organizations.
What's that one right now?
We got 60-some members. We average 40 members per meeting.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
There ain't no other organizations that do that. Nobody.
It's 43 active members here tonight.
All right. So 70-some percent. I mean, I'm just telling you, I agree with some of what you're saying, but on the other hand, I disagree. I've never been involved in an organization that has this many members show up, and like Mark just said, they may not be at every event, but when you look around at the end of the year, about 95% of them are showing up here and there. That's my thought.
Okay, Dave, one last thing. Go ahead, Dave.
One last thing?
Yeah, because we're going to move on.
One more thing. Okay. Now, at the last social meeting, the last thing that I asked before we left, my last question was, how many people here actually know who the board of directors are? Really? How many people don't know who the board of directors are? One person?
All right, we will stand up. All right?
Yes, please.
All right.
Ronnie Neeson, I'm a board of director.
Chris Kelly, I'm a board of director.
Hi, Kelly.
Al Lawson.
Tom's absent.
And Tom Law is the other one.
The other one.
And he's out.
And just to take some of the heat off them, if you have any problems, you come talk to us too. We can help you out, if we can. It's not always up to them. We got to take some of the heat off of them.
We're good. We got a new member vote. Bill, I need you to exit for a minute.
Just got to remind him about the chaplain run tomorrow.
What's that?
Just remind him about the chaplain run tomorrow.
Hey, Mark, just one thing.
Yeah.
If weather permitting, can we have the social meeting at the land?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say so.
Any reason we can.
And we'll take a ride.
2 weeks.
Yeah. 2 weeks.
We're going to go on a ride.
Weather permitting, make the call. You know, if it looks like it's going to be a nice night.
We'll get a nice
we'll have Betty put it out in an email.
And I'm supposed to get the call back. I don't know.
Huh?
Still not getting emails.
You're not? You got an email account?
I got the email tonight when we got out getting emails. Yeah, fine. All of a sudden, we're just not getting them.
I added your name to the list.
Well, if you didn't get anything, then somebody needs to make sure that we're with Betty on this so that we can get it in. Or a phone.
You got somebody standing outside. Worry about your email there.
You got a guy waiting outside.
Yep. Bill is getting voted on for his bottom rockers. Everybody okay with Bill?
Does everybody remember what the 6-month probationary period requires? Good.
I'm
his
sponsor, he's been everything.
Do I count?
Okay. I am.
He's been everything. Keep your hands up for a yes.
Easier if you just said no.
Yeah, I know.
Got the nose too.
Yeah, but I think the only hands are down the prospects, they can't
vote. Right.
Put the right guy up there, it can't count.
Sorry, bring him in. I'm sorry.
And he knows or it stays.
And he knows.
Okay.
Bring him in.
So hard to talk.
Sorry, Bill.
Bill, come on up.
I believe.
You think so?
Yes. Who was Harpers' sponsor?
Roddy. Mr. Harpers, I'm going to ask you to exit.
I'm going to be brain damaged listening to that thing. I'll be listening.
Try to keep out. It's hard to keep out.
Smart kick for a while.
You hear that, Bob?
What's that?
Troy, tell us
about it. I'm not a sponsor.
Huh? I'm a sponsor.
Paul's getting voted on to be a full patched in member. If we got any opposition.
As a sponsor, he's paid a lot of rides, donated, showed up at events.
I'm not opposed. All right, I want to make that clear. I'm not saying this in opposition. But the one thing that I did notice, you know, he was voted in a year ago, obviously. That's why we're doing this tonight. And there were events that he was at with us in this time period where he wasn't wearing his bottom rocker, where he wasn't supportive of East Coast.
He was out with his family. He had something going on with his family. And it was a diversions party. He was dressed up, so he was out with his family. Yes, he did not have his body on.
But he's also...
And it was brought up to my attention, and I brought it back to him.
And I did talk to him about that also. And
yes, he brought
when
he
we
brought
do things at a family, we're supposed to have our patches on.
Yes.
At all times.
Exactly. No, she's right. No, she is right.
I know. I understand.
That's right, too. Same with our cook-off, though.
Huh?
And he brought his family. He was the one who was that I can recollect. Maybe he was.
He came to meetings and he didn't have them either. So, but you say you've talked to him?
Yes, he's all right. I just He was dressed up because they went out.
It wasn't only one time, but that's fine.
Not to be right with bylaws, and then
I'm not saying anything. I'm like, no,
well, it's like kind of like
because
no.
There is no.
There was no.
You're supposed to
wear your colors. I believe I'm with you 100%.
You have to wear your colors when you come to a meeting, yes. And if you're out an event representing the club, you should be wearing your colors. Absolutely.
Right, but if you were out beforehand and you don't have your colors with you, would it be better for you to just not come at all?
No, when you go with to an event that you're representing ECR at, yes.
Okay. I would have my cuts in the back seat. All right, but I'm just saying, that's not, and I know what you're saying, and I agree, but I can tell you there's times myself where I didn't think I was going to make it to something, and then all of a sudden my time frame changes and I'm unable to. So then my choice is, do I show up at all, or do I not show just because I left my jacket?
I don't think they're all that outside. Strict about it, yeah. But if it happens more than one time, right. You bring it up to the person, and you can.
I think he's going to be proud to be wearing it.
Joyce.
Can I just say very quickly, it's funny because I know a lot of people said stuff to Paul, yep. To the Divergence.
Yep.
And, I have to be honest, while agreeing, I've noticed that he's had them.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Since, yep. You know, so, you know, that says that, okay, I better listen because my time's coming up. So,
yep.
That's
what I, and you know what?
That's my fault. Half that's and my fault. As a sponsor, I should have pushed
it. Everything's your fault.
No, I should have pushed it. That is my fault. I just said, look, you got it.
And he deserved that. He just yeah. Deserved the
talk. Okay, great. All right, let's vote on him. We need to, Ron, go ahead.
All right, Paul. Paul's got to be guarded. Takes him a little bit of time to get the votes from. And yeah, Roddy, it is your responsibility.
That's correct.
It's goddamn sorry for the last minute vote to try to help somebody. So anybody that sponsors for prospects that are in here, you got to step up and do your job. They buy the line. Paul's going to be a good member. But just as strong as he is stubborn, you got to give him a chance. So.
Yep. He's going to be good like you.
All right, can I get a show of hands for yes?
I got to count
them. Why don't you just say who's against you?
Yeah.
Can't count prospects.
Well, I can't count prospects then. We're not going to know. This seat's always available in September, Billy, if you'd like to.
Hey, can I take Aunt Whitney?
Sure you can. You don't He's already
them.
In.
You don't want any of those seats. I'm
hurting one again.
Okay. All right, can you bring him in, Troy?
Yes, sir.
But you need to sweat a little bit. It's pretty funny.
Huh?
Yeah. Look, you see what I'm dealing with here?
Women live their whole life with something between their legs.
Do you see my name?
You wish.
Hey, do you see my name?
Yes.
I'm having an issue. I gotta have plenty of room.
Oh my God. I think you're just talking
come on up, Paul.
Out of air now. You know, this is recorded.
I know. That's all right.
I only like get to hey, listen to
that'll
it.
That'll make you laugh at something.
After an hour and 20 minutes. Yeah, right. Chaplain's runs tomorrow, right?
Now we all need a new roof on our house.
10:30, outskirts, 11 o'clock, kickstand up.
Okay, guys, two more minutes. Chaplain's runs tomorrow, 10:30 at Stewart's. Kickstand's up at 11.
Directions.
What's that? Where's that going? Did you read your email?
It's on the email. It's on the website. There are directions for going and coming back.
Directions were emailed, right? Mm-hmm. I saw that was attached.
Right, and that's why I put it on the website today.
Jay,
I saw that. Yeah.
Listen up, guys.
Luke,
stand up, Jay.
There you go.
I'd like to say at Stewart, we shouldn't be asked again. Let's park where they've asked us to park. Let's keep off the parking spaces.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, guys?
Yep.
We shouldn't be asked again.
That's behind the pumps?
On the other side of the gas pumps, over against the...
By the tanks.
Where the...
Tank,
where the poles. The table's at, and the, they got an ashtray there and a garbage can.
Good call.
Next meeting's June. Should be back to Jackson's. They had something going on tonight, so we had to get switched around. If you didn't get your message, make sure you get with Betty. If you just didn't read your email, don't even bother Betty. And unless you got anything else, we're Al.
New business, quick. Last year we donated $100. I'm going to ask the club to do it again. It's for the Run for Hope. Hope Oaks died a year and a half ago. She's the wife of Josh Oaks, Columbia County Sheriff, left behind two young children. And the preschool in Galatia does a run. Last year they had, first year they did 75. This year they doubled that. There's 150 runners. When I say run, I mean run.
Make a motion, we donate $100 again.
Second.
Thank you.
Who's seconded that, Gene?
But we're approved. Yeah.
That was first by Dave and second by
Jill. Yeah. One other thing, too, that we want to remind. Once we get our paper for 501(c), we have to have receipts for everything.
It's a write-off.
It's a write-off. Billy?
Yeah. Now, we're going to have a run for Ronnie.
Oh, someone.
He said okay.
Okay.
Stand up and tell him.
Yeah, let's look. You know, Ronnie's one of our own. We need to do something. He needs some help financially. He's driving the mass. He has money. He needs some help with things that's going on. I offered to chair with Bill. Two guys already volunteered, Jimmy Sharp and Joe. Also, we've got a committee already formed. We want help from everybody, naturally. So we're going to talk about it a little bit amongst ourselves, if you don't mind. So we've got hundreds of hands going up. And try to look at some dates and things, get some ideas, and then we're going to involve everybody naturally at the next meeting.
Okay.
If that's all right.
Social media.
Yeah, I think we should.
About a couple months ago, I talked to Betty about that, to look for a date for that. I should have talked to her about that. Did you ever decide what date? We were supposed to do it on a run.
No, let the committee that just got appointed, let them figure it out, and then they can talk to you guys and involve Jay, the road captain, also, so he knows what's going on.
Here you go.
June 4th is a Saturday.
Yeah. Are you going to do a run, or are you looking for help?
Both. We're going to do a run.
If
you want some help, I thought
Ron was
instead of talking about
tonight.
Ride for Ron.
Let me guess, bogeys.
A lot more about the date and everything.
No way.
That fun.
Okay.
Ride for Ron.
Run for Ron.
Okay.
If we do it the Sunday before Sturgis, we can say it's the run, and we're not going to Sturgis.
Quicker we can get a date, quicker maybe we can get things out and get a good group of people.
Billy.
Ronnie and myself are going on the honor run on Memorial Day.
On the what run?
On honor flight.
Okay. Anybody else want to go with that? You're going on the flight?
Yeah.
Yes.
You're flying down?
Yes.
What day is that going to be?
Memorial 28th.
Tuesday.
Yeah.
Saturday.
You guys went to
Yeah.
I'll follow you, buddy.
Who's doing it? Bill and Hinkle?
Billy and Hinkle, yeah.
So we should.
How much is that? 50-50.
$75.
Okay.
That's the 28th, I think. Yes, that's the 28th.
Is that it?
We need something. Yeah, we're going to do 50-50.
Okay.
Anything else before I do the 50-50?
Tiffany,
yes,
ones?
Really quick. I have the list to review for donations. If there's something you're not sure of, a place you were stopping, you want to review, see places, ask something, look at it.
Thank you.
That's it.
Okay, 50-50. Tonight's 75.
Where's our new member? Our new pet?
Huh?
We have our new Richie Harkus or what's his name?
Who's that?
Harpus or Cartier?
I think we got to get Cartier to come up.
That's
here.
Who I'd say.
Harpus has got enough good shit tonight. Come on, Billy. pick a number out of here.
Oh, it's $75 to the winner, by the way.
I'm not sponsored. It ain't my ticket.
We'll wait for that.
Perfect. That was probably mine.
Oh, God.
Here.
591-7247.
It's after you.
Man, I was close. It's Betty.
7247. Bobby?
Don't need to run for Ron. Run for Ron. The Run for Ron.
All right.
Bobby's donating this to the Run for Ron.
That's it. Adjournment?
I'm going to put posters out and registration forms for the Miracle Ride. For registration.
We say
hey, guys, thanks.
I have a couple left. I won't have any more time to scratch, but I have.
What's that? Yeah, how much is it?
Could you bring some to the store?
$150 million. No, how much you want?
Now. Okay,
$2.
Two?
I want my $2. That movie? What the hell movie was that? The kids right now.
David, you wrote my name down and you walked away.
I gotta get my name.
Fucking round.
All right. This is the list. That's the tickets. I think there's 16. And they're counting.
She said, Brenda called, but she wants to know if I can go.